Welcome to You Can Do It. So today we're going to look at testing the pressure or testing the safety of a compressor tank. This is part of a series where I rebuild the compressor, but today is just purely about doing a pressure test on a tank, because you just want to make sure it's not going to split on you and explode. So we're going to do a hydro test, so it's going to be with water. Very simple. I've had to take the electric motor off just to get to this port here. So I'm going to fill this up with water here until it starts coming out of here. And then I'm going to cap that, and then we're going to pressurise that. In order to fill it up, got myself a little spout. I want to start filling that up with water again until it comes out here. Now you've got to make sure that your drain valve underneath is closed off and tight. Okay. Now you must test these if you don't know the history of the tank and I've just picked this up second hand, so I've got no idea whether it's safe or not. You do not want a tank exploding on you. So then, once I fill this up with water, we'll then connect it up to a hand pump and we'll pressurise this up. So stick with me. Water's now coming out of there, so I've got a cap which I'm going to put in there and seal that up. And then we can then put a little bit more water here until we get to the top of there. And then we'll connect up to our manual pump. If you're going to pressure test your tank with a hydro pressure test, just pick up one of these off of Amazon or something like this. They're only like 30 euros or 35 euros, and do it, because the way I look at it is, I don't actually need this for anything else at the moment, but it's an insurance policy. So for 35 euros, I will know whether or not that's a safe tank or not, and it's going to explode on me. And I'd happily pay 35 euros if I'm lying in hospital, because that's blowing up on me and cut me up badly. Someone says, look, there's 35 euros to test that as an insurance policy, so you didn't have that problem. I would take it. So this has arrived from off the internet, and we're going to connect that up. So it's just a simple, you've got a pressure gauge there, you've got a pump, and you've got this tank fills up with water, and then we connect that into the tank, and that's exactly the same thread as, you've got two different size threads on this. You get this adapter with it, so that can screw in there. So this adapter here will screw in into here. That'll screw into there nicely. And then, yeah, it's on a tapered thread, so it seals. So that'll tape all that, and then we can connect that up to it. Okay, so let me go and find a plug, and I will be back. So I've used my spanner. I've put that in there and tightened that up nice and tight. Now to use this, what we do is we fill this up with water. Just a simple pump, really. Well, it's not going to need much water because the tank's already full. So if I put that end on there, this is a little valve, and then I keep pumping, look. There we are. Now I can connect that pipe up to there. Make sure you've got your little sealing washer in the end of it. Okay, look, I've got the plug there. So I'll put my plug in there and I'll tighten that up, and then we're ready to start pressurising this thing. Get my spanner. Just tighten this up. Oh, this is lovely, isn't it? There we are. Right. That's all done. Now that tank is rated at 10 bar, so I'm going to go up to, the plate on here says 11 bar, so I'm going to go up to say 50% plus of that, so go up to about 18-20 bar. So what we do, yeah, right, then we start pumping, look. That's 10. Ah, right, first thing, look, leaking out the bottom, just leaking out of the valve there. Okay, so I need to tighten that up. So let me go get a spare pliers and I'll tighten that up. Okay, we've done that, I've tightened that up now, so we'll carry on. Now look. So we're up at 20 bar now, so that's plenty. We'll just go up a little bit more. Yeah, look, 22 bar. So we'll leave it like that. Or 300 PSI. Or 350 PSI, there you are. That thing's... So look, we'll leave it like that and see what happens. But it hasn't split and it hasn't bloated. The thing is, if with water, if that splits, it'll just, there'll be just a little splash of water come out and that's it, because water doesn't compress. But if that was air and it goes, it's a whole different kettle of fish. You end up with a bloody explosion as the air rushes out. So this is looking like this is good at the moment. So really pleased about that. So that's just goes to show how with a cheap like £30 hydro test kit, you can test your compressor to really make sure that it's safe. So if you've got a compressor that you don't know the history of, you don't know how rusty it is, then this thing can this test will prevent you from having a compressor that could potentially blow up. So because obviously this has had water in the bottom of it, could have rusted it. If it goes, it'll go along the bottom where it's where the water's been sitting. So obviously what you do, every time you've used it, or at least once a week, you just undo that drain at the bottom, drain the water out, and then you know she's dry. So I hope this has helped you. Really quick and easy way to hydrostatically pressure test your compressor. Make sure it's safe, then you know it's safe, you're not worried about it, and there's no chance that it's going to blow up on you. I mean, this is sitting at 350 PSI, so she's good at the moment. Back again. Look, that's been a good 5 or 10 minutes. Well, in fact, more. I've been on the phone for 15 minutes, look. And that's still at 350 PSI. So that tank, I now know, is safe. I mean, it's definitely safe to like 10 or 8 bar when it's up at like 20, 24 at the moment, 24 bar. So she's safe to go. So I'm quite pleased about that. And it's worth it for the security, so you know it's safe. If that's under a table or something like that, underneath your workbench, then you know it's safe, it's not going to blow up. So what we do now is we undo our valve. There they are. There, that's what's down to zero. And I'll undo those fittings and then I'll drain all the water out of it. But that is how you pressure test your compressor tank.